Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another program. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can find, load, download, and listen to these pods at your leisure. Today, we have a fantastic guest. And as I was going through my notes, this is our third guest of the afternoon. All three of our guests are from the state of Texas. So kind of crazy. Texas is showing up in a big way here on the NFL Draft Blast. But with that said, the standout offensive lineman, he began his career at SMU, ended his collegiate career at Angelo State. It's none other than Braxton Weber. Braxton, welcome to the program. How's today treating you, my friend?
It's great. It's really, really great. Thank you for having me on the show.
We appreciate you stopping by. I know you probably got a lot going on as you're, you know, look down the horizon and you see this NFL shield, the logo that you're chasing. That said, let's kind of rewind, go back to Pop Warner, Pee Wee. Were you playing football way back then, Braxton? And if you were you the better athlete, the bigger athlete from an early age?
Yes, sir. So my whole college career, not college, I'm sorry, football career started back in YMCA football in second grade. And I was, here's the funny thing, I was always the lineman. I was never the skill guy. I never got to touch the ball or anything. I was always bigger than everybody else in YMCA. And then going up all the way to middle school, playing up into high school, I was really, football is like super serious, or like you can do something with this. And so then going into high school, I played my ball at San Angelo Central here in San Angelo, Texas, and 3-star recruit, everything. Played my ball at SMU for my first 4 years, and then I played my last two at 2 years of eligibility at Angelo State, my hometown college.
Wonderful. Did it go by in a blink of an eye for you, Braxton, looking back at your career now?
So the cliche is true. It does blink. 6 years blink so fast. Like, I can still remember my first day going into at SMU and my first training or my first summer workouts, because I graduated in 2016, and 2 days later after my high school graduation, I had my first college football workout. So 6 years. Yes, 6 years blown super, super fast, and if I could do it all over again, I would in a heartbeat.
Wonderfully said. And what is that like for a high school kid 2 days after graduation getting on a field in such a violent sport? I mean, is it an eye-opener for you?
Yes, sir. It is an eye-opener because this is like your first ever college football workout, and you're not used to like the intensity and all the running and all that sorts of stuff. And you get used to it after a couple of weeks, but like the first initial couple of weeks, it was tough. I'm not gonna lie. It was. I get used to it, and it just get bigger, stronger after that. So my first couple of weeks of college football off season was quite interesting. I'll just say that.
Fair enough. Once again, Braxton Webb, the standout SMU, Angelo State standout offensive lineman here on the C2P, breaking down what this young man is about and what he brings to this 2022 draft class at the offensive lineman position. I ask all the guys that come on the program and the folks who listen in often already know what I'm going to ask you. If we threw you in the film room with NFL scouts. They're breaking down your tape. What do you think they're going to love about you, Braxton? I call them your hallmark home run abilities. What's going to pop off the film where they're going to want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster?
So my quickness on my feet and my speed, I believe I'm one of the quicker offensive linemen, or specifically tackles, in this year's draft class. So my speed is, I would say, pretty up there with all the other top-tier offensive linemen. That's my specialty.
Excellent. Hey, man, we got our Twitter teaser line right there. That's going to attract him right there, as I believe I'm one of the fastest, quickest. And that's going to draw attention, and that's wonderful. That's what we want. This is your show, and we want to, showcase everything, and we discuss quickly what what we might see on tape. What won't scouts see on film that they need to know about? Maybe it had been in the system that you ran at either SMU or Angelo State, where maybe you're a good run blocker, maybe you didn't run block enough. Maybe it's just this offensive scheme didn't you allow to pull, get, that second level more than you wanted to. Game film, weight room warrior, team captain, community service. I'm just trying to think of all the positive attributes that you may have that scouts need to know about.
Yes, sir. No problem. So, with me, I guess I'll start off on the field. I already said, really quick, really athletic. I can reach the second level very quickly, outside zone. And in my career, I personally am more of a pass blocker, but I can get the run blocking down in inside zone and outside zone. I can really set the edge with quickness for outside zone, more like that. And then then this past football season, I helped Angelo State go all the way to the third round of the playoffs, which hasn't been done in school history since 1989. So that's really special to me, certainly because it's my hometown college. Yes, sir. And then got all conference honors, and lastly, this happened a couple days for me ago. I got named a transfer All-American from Division II transfer All-American. So that was really, really cool to get noticed by that. And so that's all the on the field football stuff.
Yeah.
And yes, sir. And so going off the field, I really like to go out in the community, help out with my fraternity brothers. I'm involved in fraternity here on campus. Really like to help out with them. Do a lot of stuff in my church here in my hometown. And I'm a hard worker. Always give full effort on everything. And I would be a really, really good asset to the team because I'm also versatile. I've played guard in my college career also. I played 4 out of 5 positions in my college football career, everything except center. So That's a little bit about me.
So,
I hope I didn't go over
all
the place for you. So.
No, man, this is your show. I mean, we want scouts, if they're listening, NFL personnel, I mean fans as well. But we want to make sure that we touch base, and anything that they need to know, they can tune in and get a little bit of a glimpse of what you bring to the table. And congratulations on the transfer. Did you have any idea that you were going to get that award? And when you found out, how fired up were you?
I was super fired up. It literally happened 2 days ago. It's a funny story. So I found out through Twitter. And I got a random notification coming from AthLink, and that's the Twitter source. And it's look at these All-Americans. It's and it had my Twitter name. It's okay. This is weird. So I click on the tweet, and there says transfer all Americans, and shows all the transfer people who transferred into that school and got named an all American. And I was there. I was wow, this is cool. And I was with my dad. He was the first person to hear about this. And he was so happy for me and everything. And so it was really a blessing, and I was super, super ecstatic about it.
I love it. And I'm looking at your bio. I'm talking to you. you look like the nicest guy in the world. You come across as a great young man. I mean, fun atmosphere in your voice. When do you flip the switch? I mean, when do you become this tenacious guy that's just going to be relentless and never allow a defender to get to his quarterback?
So that switch actually flips on when I get onto the field, when it's like my turn to get on offense. And I can thank learning that from my middle school coach, helped me learn how to flip that switch. And that's Coach Rusty Fleeman here. He's the Central Freshman Campus head football coach here in San Angelo right now. And And he can really help me, or he's really helped me get a lot. Like, he really helped me flip that switch. And so now, and then goes, I can really give him credit for that. And he really helped me learn how to be like, flip that switch, you know what I mean? And so
yeah.
I've gone onto the football field. So I really learned, because growing up, I was always taught to be a nice kid and everything, but like Coach Lehman, like he said, like I've been trying to say, is he really helped me learn flip that switch, and that's really where it got me is today, is being like a very aggressive football player, and it really got to me with this opportunity I have right now. So a bunch of credit goes to Coach Lehman here at CFC right now. So.
Wonderful. I'm glad we brought it up, because you get to give the coach a big shout-out. Once again, Braxton Webb, SMU, Angelo State, and he mentioned transfer All-American. What a wonderful accolade, and he found out 2 days ago. So that's a nice little belated Christmas present to find out on January 22nd that you're a transfer All-American as he makes his pass for this 2022 NFL draft. Braxton, we are almost out of time, but we've had a wonderful program. We loved getting you on. Before we let you go, though, we always like to have a little fun. We call it three and out, a few lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir. I'm ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Here we go. Now, you pick your coach. It could have been at SMU or Angelo State. What coach had the strangest pet peeve, something that would really drive them nuts, that's something you guys might have even laughed about during practice or definitely laugh about now?
Oh, my goodness. I have to really think about this one. I guess I would have to go to my strength. He's not there anymore, but my strength and conditioning coach at the time when I was at SMU with the second coaching staff, because the coaching staff recruited me was Chad Morris for my first 2 years, and then the second staff was Sonny Dyke. So the second staff was Coach Kaz Kazadi, and he's just one of the greatest strength coaches I have ever had. But he can be a weird, weird dude, and it's just he had like certain like rituals that he had. Then I don't want to explain in too much, but like. But like always having the weight room cleaned after every workout, and like having like the pony like the pony up, like when we rack our weight. So it's just the little thing like that. So, and he's a great guy. I just have to say that he's just something else. I love him to death.
Wonderful. How about this one? Usually, offensive linemen are the biggest guys on the team. That said, it could be you or a teammate from SMU or Angelo State. Who is one of the biggest eaters amongst your offensive line teammates, and what's one of the biggest meals you've ever seen them put down?
Oh, wow. Okay, so am I allowed to say one from each college?
This is your show, Braxton. You can do whatever you want, my friend.
Okay. Okay, so Angelo State, great guy and everything. His name is Jake Long. He's going to be a redshirt sophomore starting guard for this upcoming football season. And the one thing I've seen him eat so much was at a Fuzzy's Taco Shop here in San Angelo. He ate so much I forget what it was. I just want to say tacos because that's what I just remember about that place. He ate like a full like plate and a half. And it wasn't just like it was like stacked like probably like 3 feet in the air of tacos. I still can't believe it to this day. And then like the big one of the biggest dudes at SMU was his name was Danielson Ike, okay, and he's a great guy, and he's a few years younger than me, okay? He's like 6'8" and 360 pounds, and that's just muscle. He's one of the biggest dudes like I've ever had as a teammate, and this is crazy to me that people can come that big of a size, so... those are my two biggest teammates, Jake Long and Daniel Finike. And they're really, really great guys.
Excellent stuff. And, hey, man, the final one before we let you go this afternoon, and we do appreciate you stopping by. Pro days, workouts, it's right around the corner, and following that is the draft. That weekend when you wait to hear your name called, who's the best cook in your family, Braxton, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
All right. So the best cook in my family would probably be my dad. And what I would like to be fixed would probably be, might sound weird, like Ritz crackers chicken. So it's like Ritz crackers crushed on chicken, and it's cooked in a crock pot all day. So a whole bunch of crock pot food for Braxton on draft day. I get the chance, opportunity to be called on that day, which I really, really hope I do.
I hope you do too. And I'm going to actually have to get that recipe. My wife is a big crock pot recipe person. My son gives her a lot of grief for it. There's actually something in the crock pot as we speak. And I think he's doing something to it because he likes harping on her and how she doesn't make food as good as he does. But well, I need that recipe off you. And Braxton, hey, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping here at C2P.
Yes, sir. Again, thank you so much for having me on your podcast, and I hopefully get to be on again in the future at some point.
Yeah, man, you're welcome back anytime. And, hey, and when you're in the NFL, don't get too big for us. If we have you ask you to come back, remember us.
Yes, sir. I'll always remember you.
All right, fair enough. Once again, that is Braxton Webb, the standout offensive lineman. Began at SMU 4 years and wrapped it up 2 years at Angelo State. So much to like about this young man. And, man, does he come across as just a fabulous, you know, just a guy that you want to hang out with and have a good laugh. But best to him as he moves forward through this 2022 NFL draft.
This has been a C2P exclusive.